One thing we haven't done so well as a country since the inception of the 1992 Constitution, the Fourth Republic, we have failed as a nation to put together a national security and safety policy document. In this document, we would have highlighted what will constitute a national security threat and what will constitute a national security zone. But unfortunately, because we don't have it, it has always been that knee-jerk reaction when some of these issues come up. But it is important, noting here, going back to the president's issue. You know what? The president, so long as he remains president, and even if he ceases to be president of Ghana, the constitution provides that he's supposed to be taken care of by the taxpayer. His security is supposed to be taken care of by the taxpayer. It is for that reason that since former presidents have some security around them. And so, for me, this eviction should have happened long ago, the moment he became president-elect. If we had a national security and safety policy document, this document would have said, president, maybe in every year, he'll be coming to his private residence to spend the Christmas with his family. And therefore, we need to make sure the place, maybe 100-meter radius, the place is clear of any threat of a sword that would spoil him if we are not careful. Because your security emergencies don't usually just happen. It is almost like a ticking bomb. It is up to the state to ensure that this ticking bomb does not get to that point where it explodes. It is pathetic that these people have to move. But you can't also blame the president, and you can't blame the national security. I have said the national security has been slowed when it comes to taking some of these initiatives. Sometimes I do say probably they are not aware that even the transformers we have in our community, transformers serving various communities, are national security assets. And therefore, people should not build closer to this transformer. Go around town. You see transformers all over the place. People have built. You see car parks closer to transformers. Anybody who wants to turn this country upside down, all the person needs to do is to go around blowing all these transformers. This country is going to go up in turmoil. And so mine is that we need to define what is a national security threat or what is a national security threat. Even the president's hometown in Kibi, this is just a house that he stays there a second every year. That place is supposed to be under 24-hour surveillance. Under 24-hour surveillance, that is what it means. It means that we should make sure as a nation, he goes into his private residence in Kibi and comes from the private residence in one pool. When he ceases to be president, the security around him reduces a bit, but he still has a lot of security. And so for me, we have politicized this whole thing. And so sometimes we are not aware that the cost of democracy is so high. And therefore, when it comes to the president and how we take his security situation, is something we need to care of so well.
On the arrest of a fake military officer among the security detail of the vice president, Mr. Bonar said the issue raises questions on the whole security arrangement of the country. He said after 25 years of democracy, Ghana is far behind in defining what constitutes a national security threat and what does not.
It is not even proper to have a serving military officer to be around the vice president without the authority of the state. And so to the extent that we have a fake military officer around the vice president, it tells you that, you see, when some of us talk about the state of our security and state, sometimes people think that, oh, we know too much or we talk too much. If we had a policy framework with regards to what will constitute a security threat and what will constitute a security zone, it will tell us that these are the people who work around the vice president. These are the people, they are checked, they are coming from there, they are coming from there, they are coming from there. But that is not the point. The point is that we have not really defined what will constitute a security threat and what will constitute a security zone. Once all those things are defined, then no one will get up and wear a military uniform, purporting to be a military officer, and would not go to any other person apart from the second most important person in the Republic of Ghana. Fortunately, he's been arrested. But you see, that will justify what I'm saying, that we are waiting for things to happen, then we complain. Look at what happened at Atomic Energy Blast. People died. Then we talk. All these installations are supposed to be security installations, where once you are given permit to establish, they make sure the place is properly guarded so that you won't have people getting injuries when there's an installation. And we don't do that. So for me, I just think that in moving forward, 25 years as a country, we have to call into question the way our security and safety is being handled.
That was a security expert, Adam Bonar.